You are listening to the Nudge Hill French Grammar Podcast.
This podcast is about the verb faire. The verb faire means to do or to make.
For example, je fais mes devoirs, which means I do my homework.
In this example, faire means I do instead of I make. But if you wanted to say something like I make my bed, faire means I make instead of I do.
Here is the full form of faire. Je fais
means I do. Tu fais
means you do. Il or elle fait
means he or she does. On fait
means we do. Nous faisons
means we do. Vous faites
means you do. Il or elle font
means they do.
There are two ways of saying you do. Tu fais and vous faites. Tu fais you use when you are talking to someone you know well, and vous faites is for when you're talking to a group or someone more formal.
When you are using il with an S, it refers to a mixed or an all-male group. And when you use elle with an S, that refers to a female-only group.
Be careful not to get mixed up with je fais, tu fais, il or elle fait. They all sound the same, but the first two are spelled F-A-I-S and the last two are spelled F-A-I-T. It's really important to try and use all forms to get level 4.
Here are some examples of expressions with faire in use. Je fais le ménage means I do the housework.
Tu fais la cuisine means you do the cooking.
Il fait la vaisselle means he does the washing up. Or elle fait la vaisselle means she does the washing up.
There is one thing you mustn't get mixed up with. If elle has an S on the end, it doesn't mean she, it means they or a group. And the same thing for il.
Now I'm going to test Gemma and your newly learnt knowledge with a quiz. Right, question 1. What does tu fais mean?
You do?
Correct. And on to the next one. Which two forms of faire means we do?
On fait et nous faisons.
And that's correct. Now, question 3. How do you say I do the cooking? Your time is up. What is your answer?
Je fais la cuisine.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
And that's right. And now answer the final question. When there is an S on the end of L, what does it mean?
They are a group.
And that is right. Well done, Gemma. You got all four questions right. I hope you did as well as Gemma. Thank you for taking part in the quiz.
Well done. You have now learned and revised the verb faire.
Thank you for listening
to our French Grammar Podcast.